It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great stream.
Hey, just want to do a big shout out to Sarah before we start. Two, who's not with us today. Hi, Sarah. Thinking of you. Love you heaps.
Sarah, we miss you. Yeah.
Hope your throat gets better.
Hope your what?
Hope your throat gets better.
Oh, goodness me, Rob. Throat. Your throat. Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mikey. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. Beautiful day. Christmas on the way. Beautiful day. Hey, hey, hey. What have you got for
indeed,
us?
Indeed. I've got That's Not Me. Right. Well, just following on from head transplants, I thought it would be quite good for us to talk about That's Not Me, where there are, you know, there's one actor playing two actors.
What?
And actors is the key word here, because it's an Australian film. It's really low budget. It cost around about $60,000 apparently to make, which is pretty small. It's had rave reviews.
Who doesn't have $60,000 on the May?
I'll just get some.
So it's called It's Not Me, and we're talking yesterday about actors playing actors.
Yeah.
Well, actors playing two parts, and like James Franco.
Yeah.
And the latest
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Yep. Oh, he's so good. And they had the craze. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Take me back.
No, it doesn't. You weren't there. And get back to your vaping. And
it could have been Rob with a different head, of course, and a different body.
See, this is the thing with the head transplants preserved for ages. So you get
I'm actually
sort of,
400 years old.
I'm actually going for a vintage head. Oh, nice. Oh, how steampunk of you.
Oh, is that your monocle on the floor there?
Hey, don't mock monocles.
No, I'm just pleased to see you. Cha-ching.
Well done, Rob. Just getting back to this actors playing actors. Mm. Also, Ewan McGregor in last season of Fargo, too. Very good. So this is an Australian,
It is. And Australians make great films, and it's always
They do. They make some pretty freaky films, some of them, too. Wolf Creek.
Wolf Creek. It's just one, like so many movies, so many years, Wolf Creek sticks. Ouch.
I wish I'd never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Give me the heebie jeebs, to be honest.
Ever want to go travelling in the outback?
Is it Snowman or Snowtown, that movie? Disturbing Australian. Disturbing Australian movie. This one's a good one, though, is it?
Australians do comedy. They do comedy well. And I know. But it's important for us to be gracious with our neighbours.
Hey, stands expert. Pretend, even if it's not funny, have a laugh,
yeah. Yeah, that's right.
No, they do great comedy. When you go over there, though, you feel like it's about 10 years behind.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Mm. I guess it depends which part you go to.
I guess it depends how picky you are with the comedy as well, Mike.
Mm. True.
So It's Not Me. Carrying on with the movie.
It's not you, and it's not me, but it's about Australian actors heading to Hollywood to try and bust it open, because they're quite, you know, interested in Hollywood sometimes. And this is about two twin sisters, and one of them is, you know, she opens in this scene. She's in the bathroom holding a can of air freshener, giving her, you know, acceptance speech for an award as an actor. And it's actually her twin sister who gets picked.
Ouch!
Yeah.
Ouch!
And she decides to not only feel a bit.
It's got
to
be every twin's nightmare, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Every identical twin's nightmare. It's like, and the award goes to not you.
Very close. No cigar.
Yeah, no cigars.
And of course the the character is played high. Someone just walked past.
It's Amelia. Walked past. Just sauntered past.
Hello, Amelia.
Just sauntered past.
I just caught the edge.
Here as well.
This is like a self-sabotaging actor. So both sisters are actors, even though they're played actually by the same person. And you might want to think about Dustin Hoffman's Tootsie, you know, where he's a self-sabotaging
actor. Love that movie. Yeah. What about that?
Just to give you a kind of context.
Did something desperate to get somewhere and then realise this is destroying me. Oh, I'm stuck now. It's like Mrs. Doubtfire, I guess, too.
I guess so,
Mrs.
yes.
Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, so he's stuck having to be a Scottish caregiver.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, trapped in a role.
Just trapped in a frumpy old house coat.
So meanwhile, a frumpy old house coat. That could be the new uniform.
Maybe I was jumping to conclusion saying it was frumpy, you know? It's beautiful. It's really good on you.
Yeah, frumpy's just...
Where'd you get that? The Dove Shop. Oh, nice.
Polly is the name of the lead character, the sister who isn't the one making it, and she's played by Alice Fulcher, who also co-wrote the screenplay with her partner in real life, Gregory Erdstein, and it's a really great success. You know, like a lot of low budget films are way too long. They're really precious and they forget to cut out scenes. This is really tight. It's been carved up. And it's really hard, of course, to kill your precious moments. And they've done a really good job of editing. this wow. up.
So what do you mean? Why do they do that?
Well, you know how like a lot of budget films are a little bit self-indulgent and, you know, they kind of, they haven't had the very fierce professional heavy hand taken to them.
Saying people don't like this rubbish, cut this bit out. Yes, I think it's, which oftentimes can be a bit can be a bit sort of you know, commercial, but at the same time, there's a reason.
This is fairly tight as a film, which is nice to watch.
Tight and polite.
Tight and polite. Yeah, it's not overly polite, actually. But, yeah.
It's Australian. That's not going to be overly polite, is it? No. Convict background.
It does, as I mentioned before. It opens with a scene on the dunny, literally. So.
Oh, that's the choice.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. Are there flies?
Flies.
The corcat and that?
there are family dinners in Australia. But
there's no flies, but there's family dinners. Okay, very similar. I can see what you mean.
Good. I'm pleased that you clicked to that.
A friend of mine, I don't want to say his name, but Mick's wedding video, they're getting married in Australia, and they're standing there, and it's this beautiful moment of, do you take, and there's flies landing on their face and their head, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there are no flies in LA, because it's, you know, it's pretty hard.
Of course there would be flies in LA. There'd be a lot of rotting things in LA. Flies enjoy vomiting on things and then eating again.
When I was involved with a Barmy Army tour in Australia, my mate bought a fencing mask because he got so fed up with flies. You know, the fencing mask.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Still got in there, though, the bastards.
What do you mean still got it? The flies.
Flies still got in there.
Yeah, the Australian fly, they know how to get in there. Sneak their way in, yeah.
A fencing mask,
amazing. A beekeeper's hat would also be useful.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I love
beekeepers and fencing outfits. They
have those kind of masks anyway, don't they?
Well, beekeepers.
Well, Australians, don't they wear, you know, the corks?
Yeah, but that's not a mask. I mean, you know,
true.
But I mean, surely that's just something for tourists to wear, and then the Australians turn around and mock you about.
Yeah,
probably true. I suppose it. A fencing mask could be useful if you had a head transplant. Also, just going straight back to...
Just to keep everything in.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there goes my eyeball.
Mesh.
All right, so the movie's called It's Not Me. And when did it come out?
It came out, it was made in 2015-16. It came out, it was in the festival this year. So I guess it got released at the end of last year.
Magnificent. Do we have one to give away?
I think we do, but it might be a couple of weeks away.
Okay, all right. Well, to do that, just name one other popular modern actor who is playing the part of two people in any sort of movie or television series, apart from the ones I've already told you about this morning. On 309-3879, that's a telephone number here at 95BFM. Call now, and if you're smart enough, to win that prize. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to chuck in an extra prize on top of it. I'm going to chuck in a couple of Burger Fuel Kung Fu Pork vouchers as well for the new Kung Fu Pork burger. That's a view. I mean,
Burger Fuel have a new vegan burger.
I did see that, gourmet vegan burger. I didn't want to say anything because I thought it was a bit more highbrow. But, I mean, you know, maybe it does suit the BBA. I did read about that yesterday, and I'm looking forward to having 20 of them.
Same.
I love them. 309-3879 if you'd like to win that DVD. Otherwise, we press on at pace.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
BFM, good morning.
Jerry Lewis.